Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Matthew 24 and Revelation 2. Now, the reason why this is so close to home is because people are doing this. People are doing this every other week. Somebody, somewhere in the church, virtually every day, I should say worldwide, is saying, I don't love you anymore. Don't love you. Children are saying, we don't love our parents anymore. Sometimes you got parents say that. Don't love the kids. Don't love each other. Don't love, you know why? I did love the church. I did love the church family, but they didn't treat me right. I don't love them anymore. I did love, you know, my wife. Ooh, we were head over heels at one time. Ooh, it was something. But the flame went out and it died. And then, you know, you think it's time to play a blues song. The thrill is gone. And there's nothing can be done. It's just one of those things. Nothing can be done. I wish it wasn't that way, but it has died. And I can't take it anymore. And there's about 10,000 songs that's been written about it. Hadn't there? About love dying. And so often in connection with the love dying is new love. New love for somebody else. And oftentimes somebody else's spouse. New love, they didn't mean for it to happen. It just happened. But you know, you can't fight it. Somebody said, well, it's real. Something is real. But don't call it love. Because it's not. So what is real? What is going on? Let me remind you of a verse in Deuteronomy 5. Don't turn there, but Deuteronomy 5 says, neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, his manservant, maidservant, ox, ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's. What would be an accurate way to describe it? You're desiring them. No, we're in love. No, you're in desire. Love continues to love. When feelings change, still loves. Feelings are red hot, loves. Feelings cool off, loves. Why? Love is a manifestation of God Himself. He doesn't change. Now, you got to make up your mind. Are you going to live like unsaved people do? And make all your decisions based on how you feel on any given time? Are you going to let yourself be led by your desires? Your desires don't define you. They don't tell you who you are and what you are. If you're a Christian, you find out who you are in Him. And if your desires don't line up with what He said is good and right, then you say, desires, you got to change. Desires, you must change. Because I don't live by my desires. I don't make decisions based on what I desire. Can you desire a wrong thing? Yes, you can. But if you're led by it, you're going to be in and out and up and down and on and off because your feelings are fluctuating and changing day to day depending on what you're letting yourself look at and think about and talk about. When people say, I can't help how I feel, that's not true. That's a lie. Your feelings are the fruit of what you've been looking at and listening to and thinking about and talking about. It's just a fact. We could start talking about something different right now. And your feelings will start getting stirred and changed. We're talking about the Word. But we could start talking about pot roast. And biscuits. Or whatever. But all I said was two words. And already you started going, yeah. Well, see, you weren't thinking about that before. So your feelings have already changed in 10 seconds. But I could start describing something gross to you. Right? Putrid. Rotten. Another few seconds, you lose your appetite. You go, nah, I ain't hungry anymore. Is that right? So, nah, man, I lost my appetite. You went into all that. Then can we help how we feel? Yes, by watching what we let ourselves look at, listen to, think about, talk about, we can change our feelings. Said out loud, I am not a helpless pawn to my feelings. I am not a victim of my feelings. You can feel some ways that you have no right to feel. You can feel some things you do not need to yield to a moment longer. You need to get up on your feet and say, no, I'm not yielding to this. I got no right to feel like this. I'm not going to yield to this. I'm not going to entertain this. And immediately start thinking and talking and looking at, listening to something else. And your feelings will change. Your feelings will change. The reason people have desires for somebody else's spouse is because they yielded to it over a period of time. And it grew. But you can starve it. I said you can cut it off and you can starve it and it'll get weaker. Did you find these two openings here? If love, real love, can't end, can't fail, can't die, then what's going on? What's happening? Look at these two verses. In Matthew 24 and 12. 24:12. He said, because iniquity shall abound or increase, the love of many shall wax cold. The love waxed cold. A lot of translations say grew cold. Grew cold. Well, if it grew cold, what needs to happen? It needs to be warmed up. Doesn't it? But it's wrong to say, oh, it's dead. No, you just let it grow cold. You let the fire go down. You need to get the fire poker in. It starts stirring. You need to throw some logs on the fire and stir it up. Somebody say, stir it up.
Stir it up.
Stir it up. Let's get some heat back. Get some flame back. Because iniquity abounds. Love grows cold. Look in Revelation 2. Revelation 2 and verse 4. He says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against you, Revelation 2, 4, because you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from whence you've fallen and repent and do the first works. If you want the results like you had back then, you got to go to doing what you did back then. You got to do what you did back then. Get back to your first love. He said, you have left your first love. Did he say love died?
No, sir.
No, what did he say? You left it. So when people are saying, well, our love just died, that's not true. You left it. You forsook it. You didn't feed it. You didn't nourish it. You let it get cold and then just left it and walked away from it. But it was there. Could have been revived. Could have been rekindled.
Yes, sir.
If you're in a marriage right now and you're thinking, well, this is dull. This is boring. I want some excitement. You can have plenty of excitement. If you're willing to do some things. if you're willing to quit living by your feelings and start doing things as acts of faith. Somebody said, well, I can't do, you know, something I don't really feel. Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. The Bible said, put on the new man. Put on holiness. You don't have to feel it to do an act of it. And as you do, something's going to begin to get stirred up in you. You might not feel it the first time or two or the first day or two. And depending on how long you've been going the wrong way and how cold you let it get, it could take something to stoke it back up. But it can be. I said it can be. And do not believe the lie of the devil that it's dead. And it's gone and it's one of those things nobody can do anything about. Don't you believe that? I said, don't you believe that? Real love. God's love cannot die, cannot die, cannot die, is eternal, everlasting, never ends, never fails. Bless the Lord. Somebody say, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Praise be unto God. Jude 21, turn there please. Jude 21. If we just got one of these things straight today, it would help us so much in life. It would protect us so much. The world is calling desire love. Aren't they? And sadly, many Christians doing the same thing. They're calling longing love. I long for this. People have romantic ideas. I long for the perfect spouse. I long for to be married. I long for this. That's not love, and that wouldn't be loving them. You haven't even met them yet. You got no love for them at all. You just got a longing. If you want to harvest, you need to sow seed. And if you are experiencing a drought in the area of love and people loving you, what should you do?
Sow seed.
In loving them. Sow seed. In loving them. Treating them. Doing things for people. Being there for them. Being faithful. Expressing to them and doing things for them that lets them know you care about them. They're valuable to you. Sow it. And you keep sowing it, it'll come back to you. But the loneliest people, again and again, comes back to folk that are not sowing love.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Never Ends, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106J. That's R1106J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God.